On the third landing, he looked through the door and saw a corduroy dress that had no doubt been his when he'd been only a year old. Among the faces on this wall, he saw that of his father, but as a much younger man. Later on, that face had become cruel. Events and responsibilities had turned it so. But not here. Here, Stephen Deschain's eyes were those of a man looking on something that pleases him more than anything else ever has or ever could. Here Roland smelled a sweet and husky aroma he knew for the scent of his father's shaving soap. A phantom voice whispered, "Look, Gabby, look you, he's smiling, smiling at me, and he's got a new tooth." On the floor of the fourth room was the collar of his first dog, Ringolivio. Ringo for short. He died when Roland was three, which was something of a gift. A boy of three was still allowed to weep for a lost pet, even a boy with the blood of Eld in his veins. Here, the gunslinger that was smelled an odor that was wonderful but had no name, and knew it for the smell of the full earth sun in Ringo's fur. Perhaps 24 floors above Ringo's room was a scattering of breadcrumbs and a limp bundle of feathers that had once belonged to a hawk named David. No pet he, but certainly a friend. The first of Roland's many sacrifices to the Dark Tower. On one section of the wall, Roland saw David carved in flight, his stubby wings spread above all the gathered court of Gilead, Martin the Enchanter not least among them. And to the left of the door leading onto the balcony, David was carved again. Here, his wings were folded as he fell upon court like a blind bullet, heedless of court's upraised stick. Old times. Old times and old crimes. Not far from court was the laughing face of the whore with whom the boy had sported that night. The smell in David's room was her perfume, cheap and sweet.